Would you like to see how Robert and I both approach a chart differently? We have readings scheduled Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday where you can do just that from the gallery. Kind of like speed dating for chart reading. Well, not really. But if you'd like to peek in with us, registration is at the top of funastrology.com. Yeah, this is number one from the new digs. I tucked it in and made it yesterday afternoon and went straight, basically, to bed. Hi, everybody. Thomas Miller on the Fun Astrology Podcast. If you've been following our journey here, you know that I crisscrossed the country 2,500 miles in the van for this new opportunity in Southern California in the desert north of Palm Springs. Glad to be here, and we'll talk more about that later. I did want to remind you, I had a couple of people respond about the Sedona thing that I floated out on Tuesday, and I'm sorry, I just kind of lost everything and trying to get here, and now I'll put the pieces of Humpty Dumpty back together again. But I floated out on Tuesday, heard from a couple of people, so we've got a small little group of folks that are interested. The thing was, if you want to converge in Sedona, just totally free-fall. I mean, this is not a planned thing. It's just get yourself to Sedona, find some lodging. We can coordinate if you want, but everybody's on their own to watch the eclipse unfold on YouTube. It's like we're not going to see it, but we can watch it. We can be together, and I am planning on doing some live stuff with Robert, me, and doing a meditation. So there will be a little bit of that. I'll be in the van, and I talked to Robin Augusta, one of our great listeners who lives there, and she's on board, so it looks like a little something might be coming together. If you're interested in that, go to the funastrology.com website, lower right, there's a button. Click on that, send me an email, and I'll take it from there probably next week. Now, let's get on the next several days in the chart, because it is busy in the sky. First of all, today, we have Mercury, the planet of communication and of travel, transportation, the mind, is conjoining Neptune. That's the fastest mover crossing over the second slowest mover. Does Mercury just tip the hat and keep on going, or does Neptune stick its arm out and say, hold on here just a second, we need to take care of a few things? Probably depends on how these transits are affecting you. And I had a conversation yesterday with one of our listeners who is really going through, like, was experiencing a monumental kind of dream combined with transit, and was wondering, and I've heard so many of us have been experiencing what we talked about yesterday, just how things in the sky are affecting our lives, that I would be taking all of these aspects quite seriously right now. It seems that the veil is thin. And let's not forget, especially related to the collective, that Neptune rules lies, deceptions, illusion, delusion. Or if you want to take that and put it in fun astrology terms, take some butter and put it on your fingers and rub it into your glasses and then put your glasses on and go get in your car and drive. No, don't. But on the shadow side, that's exactly what Neptune can do. It also can make a liar out of otherwise good people when they feel like they don't have an alternative but to fabricate the truth. Little white lies is too popular of a term. Oh, just tell them a little white lie and just go on. Yeah, well, what you're doing is you're violating your spiritual integrity when you do that, and that's just a choice. I mean, we all have to make that choice hundreds of times a week, at least, or more. Had a conversation with Robert Glasscock yesterday about this very thing, about integrity and just speaking the truth. That's today. Now, the high timeline side of this aspect is obviously you get plugged into the home office, straight in. In fact, every about 88 days when Mercury crosses over Neptune, I love when the aspect shows up because it just means that we get that opportunity to sync our mind and our heart and our soul all together for a brief moment. So again, that's 10:05 Eastern this morning. Then at just about 2 o'clock, 5 minutes before 2 Eastern, the Moon conjoins Venus. So there's a good aspect ahead of the 6-hour void, of course, we will have for most of this afternoon. You want a Venusian blessing on your activities today? Well, get it done before 1:55 p.m. Eastern, and then just enjoy the void, of course, the fruits of your labor, and let the universe work on your behalf. The Moon enters Pisces at 8:03 tonight. Now, tomorrow, this is the one that I've got my eye on because we will be feeling it today. There's a lot of fire in tomorrow's chart. Mars in Aquarius and the Sun in Pisces, both aspect Uranus. Mars is by a square, The sun is by a sextile. So you have one easy aspect, you have one challenging tense aspect. That means the count to five rule is in effect all weekend beginning right now. Because we know, in fact, talked about it yesterday, that Uranus has been hyperactive over these last few weeks. So watch out for the surprises and be prepared. One is favorable, one is challenging. We can experience both. At least the sun is a sextile. So we might have some favorable responses and just pick that, choose that. But also be on the alert for the collective. Don't let somebody trigger you over the weekend throughout. And then we have a sign change late Saturday night at 11 p.m. Mercury, we were just talking about, enters Aries. So that aspect to Neptune was at 27 degrees yesterday. Mercury moves on 3 degrees, moving quickly, and enters Aries Saturday night. Sunday morning, you get to lose an hour, but more daylight at the end of the day. Daylight savings time begins Sunday morning. Don't forget about that. And then we have Mercury again. See, Mercury is thematic through this weekend. Remember, for the next about, 10 years, it seems like it not won't be that bad, but it for a long time, whenever a planet changes signs, Pluto is right there in some kind of aspect. So this one is a sextile with Mercury. Having just moved into Aries, it's Pluto in Aquarius. Boom, 60 degrees apart, sextile. And this same theme of Pluto's transformation is working its work. And this is where Ray Merriman in the 2024 forecast book still would say, if you haven't gotten that, pick it up, hightimelinebooks.com, that talks about this activated 0 degrees, 1 degree, this cusp of Aquarius is a super active point in all of our charts, in the whole world's chart right now. And it is going to be throughout this entire Pluto integration into Aquarius. So anytime a planet changes signs, boom, it has to deal with 0 degrees Aquarius and Pluto. And we talked about the moon changing signs today. It also changes signs on Sunday. The last aspect of the moon on Sunday is also a good one in my book. Now, in some people's books, it wouldn't be, but in my book, it is. 3:45 on Sunday, the moon conjoins Neptune. With that, it goes void, of course, 4.5 hours, and moves into Aries at 8:19 p.m. Eastern Sunday night, right during Level Up. And yes, I am planning on doing Level Up Sunday night right here from the new place and letting you peek in and enjoy it. And we're going to have some fun together with that. So that will be at 8 p.m. Eastern Sunday night. I have to get my bearings together here. And I hope you have a great weekend. Lots of energy. Watch that Uranus stuff on Saturday and back up from that because we are in it today. You guys have a great one. I love you. And I'll see you Sunday night, Level Up, back here again on Monday.